up item 7, presentation of semi-annual disability retirement report. Mr. Hoppy.
Oh boy. Any questions?
Are the pages numbered?
That's always the first thing I do when I do that. Like old man.
Ta-da!
All right, good thing that wasn't needed.
Start with page 1, if you can find it.
That's hilarious.
Okay, this is informational. We come in twice a year and give you an update on what is happening as far as disability applications. I know we spent a lot of time on them this morning. So far, during the first 6 months of this year, we've accepted 21 disability applications. And looking at Exhibit 1, you'll note that 20 of them are service-connected, one is non-service-connected. Looking at Exhibits 2 and 3, it highlights that 17 of the applications are from safety members and 4 from non-safety members. We received 2 from San Ramon Valley, 1 from Moraga, 7 from Confire, 1 from the Superior Courts, 1 from Central San, and then from the county, 1 each from Health Services and EHSD, 5 from the Sheriff's Office, and 2 from probation. Exhibits 4, 5, and 6 report on the type of illness or injury that they're filing under. And you'll note, again, the majority is the musculoskeletal, and that is a continuation of what we have seen in prior reports. It's ongoing. And from this morning, psych, we've accepted 3 applications for psych. In comparison, we received 4 for all of last year. Of the 21 applications that have been accepted, the board has already granted 11 of those applications. The medical advisor was unable to grant in one case. It's a substantial gainful employment question, which has to go to our vocational expert. And one of the applications requires further research. The medical advisor currently has 6 files that they're reviewing. Some of those will be coming to the October board meeting. And internally, we have 2 files to go through to prepare to send to the medical advisor. As you look at some of those reports you've seen, the size of the reports can be thousands of pages, and it slows down the process. Since June 30th, we've accepted 3 new applications, 1 service-connected, 1 non-service, and 1 that is both service and non-service on the application. And year to date, the board has granted 28 disability applications and 1 active death.
Okay.
Any questions?
Tim, one of the things is, well, the thing I guess that struck me is the record looks pretty good for the last 6 months. The thing you'd want to know is whether the denominator has changed much, this being the numerator. So if we're really dealing with the same approximate population, I think we are, but I'm asking the confirmation of that.
Yeah.
Then
for the first 6 months of last year, we accepted 14 applications. So we have, you know, say a 50% increase. I mean, we're, you know, 7 more applications were accepted this year. However, doing the report at the last year at the September meeting, we've already from June accepted 3 more applications, and this year, or I'm sorry, 6 last year, 3 this year. Overall, in 2018, 30 disability applications were accepted. It was more on the light side. This year we're expecting it will probably be 35 to 40 applications in total.
My sort of numeric question is, if we were dealing in both cases last year, this year, with a denominator of 10,000, okay, then you can look at those as being very comparable. On the other hand, if last year we were at 10 and this year we're at 5, okay, you really have a different message when you line the right years up together. I think we're at about 10 and 10.
Yeah, I mean, if I'm I look more like on the retiree, say on the retiree payroll side and the number of retirees we have on payroll. Last year, at this time, we were in the 9,200-9,300 range. This year, as of August 1st, we had over 9,500 on payroll. If we look at active membership, we're probably about the same place as a year ago.
Good. You're confirming what I thought I was looking at and reading this, that they were, that those are fair comparisons.
Yeah.
Mike. Tim, can you tell me what's the difference of the two charts there? What's the difference when listed by employer or listed by county department?
Are you looking at like 5 and 6, Mike?
Two and three.
Two reflects first all of the individual departments, and you notice in Exhibit 2, the county is listed as the employer. And Exhibit 3 highlights the detail for the employer. So we're showing 9 applications in total for the county. In this case, we're showing 9 applications for each of the departments, so it gives a department breakdown.
I guess my question is why is fire in a different category than SO?
Because they're district.
Separate district.
They're district.
Different plan sponsor.
Consolidated as a district.
Oh, okay. All right. Got it.
Yeah, those are separate. Like, separate districts versus below.
Great. Thank you. That makes sense.
Hey, Tim, do you also track, you don't have it here, but do you track age and years of service of people that put in for disability someplace?
We do have it, and I can provide it.
Because I think in the future we're going to start seeing more disabilities on the older members because the years of service that they have to put in now to 57 versus 50. And I think you're going to see, especially the safety members, you're going to start seeing that going up. And say the next 10 years, you'll start seeing that going up because of their bodies don't hold up as much.
Yeah, we do highlight the number of applications that come in that have less than 10 years of service. So, you know, could be it.
Yeah.
You know, injury. But we are tracking age and years of service, and we can provide that. But I think you've noticed that a lot of the applications are coming to the board, quite a few of them are already retirement eligible and have service retired.
Right.
And they're over 20 years of service, you know, upwards to 30 years of service.
Yeah, that's going to be interesting to see who's the 30 years and the 28 years and stuff.
Yeah, we can map that out and provide instead of maybe a picture of it.
Yeah. So.
We'll do that.
We can do that. And then also, I mean, it's after the fact, it'll come through in the actual evaluation report if there's a big difference in, you know, compared to what we have for the disability assumption.
Just to see how it's trending.
If we look at, like, financial impact, I mean, because of, you know, the safety members over the age of 50, you're finding that to the system, they're getting their same calculated benefit.
Right.
It's the tax incentive for tax
and that's they have on the federal. I mean, looking at that, that'll,
Any other questions for Tim? Okay, thank you very much.